Hello, and welcome back to the first of, I guess, four shorter bonus episodes that we're having in between the two seasons. I can't imagine all of them will have this little director's commentary for it, but I figured I'd do this to just explain what these episodes will be. They're just the bonus and deleted scenes from this season, ones that I couldn't fit into different episodes for various reasons. Some of them are just so dumb. Very, very funny, but they just have no inherent logic. I think today's one is one like that. I will say, there, I put a disclaimer in this one, that there is talk of suicide. So if that does trigger anyone, please don't listen to this episode. But this is one of, arguably, in my top five scenes that we recorded throughout this entire season. I think it's one of my favorite, but it is... you'll understand. It's wild. So for these 4 weeks, we'll have these little mini episodes, and then on Tuesday the 30th, the season 2 will return. Other than that, just sit back and enjoy, or stand back, or drive back, wherever you're doing, walk your dog back, and enjoy this scene at a sauna featuring myself, Conliff, Marcus Keeley, and Patrick Meyer.
Here we are, bunch of lads at the sauna.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's us.
Fucking warm in it, like.
Oh, yeah. It is, yeah. I was expecting it to be a little bit warmer, but I like it. It's a nice temperature.
I'm going to turn up the heat if you want. Make it a bit steamier.
Yeah. If you do that, I'll take off my jacket.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll take mine off too.
All right. So you guys aren't using your jackets?
No.
I'll put them on. I'm a bit cold.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, you're cold, aren't you? I'll just turn it up then.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll turn it
up
more.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we keeping our trousers on? We just all... I'm keeping them on.
No, I took mine off.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm gonna keep mine on for now. If the keys are in the pocket and all, like, you know, don't want to lose them.
Fair enough. I will decide whenever the next level of heat comes in.
All right.
Doesn't want to take his trousers off because he thinks he can stick the heat, like, you know?
I mean, I'm freezing.
You look unwell, like... Like you're shivering, you're sweating and shivering.
Yeah, well, if you turn up the heat, then I'll stop shivering.
Turning up.
Come on, let's turn up even more.
Yeah. All right, you know what? I'm just going to put on this scarf.
Do you want my gloves? Do you want these?
No, my hands are fine.
I'm going to turn it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it up more. You know what? I'm going to put it the whole way. I'm going to put it the whole
Jesus.
Yeah,
whole
go
way.
Ahead. Go ahead.
There we go. Look at that. In about... Sometime we're going to have a great old warm time.
A good blast of heat.
That's it.
Sweat it all out. You know, Jesus. all the impurities and toxins and regret.
Now we can do it all again.
Aye.
That's it. Got a lot to get out of my system.
Oh, it was a good wedding, though.
Aye. Fair fucks to them, like, you know.
I wouldn't do it. And I told them as much.
I
wouldn't do it, but
no. But I think they'd already arranged to marry each other.
Yeah,
like, so
yeah, yeah.
No, I think you were grand.
I mean, I told him not to do it as well, but my son won't listen to me. So it is what it is.
Youngins these days, they don't understand. They don't understand.
No,
it takes a lot to make a marriage work.
Yeah, I don't think he has it in him.
No,
I don't see why he would have it in him if I don't have it in me.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but your son, he's a bit of a quitter.
Absolutely. So he's quit so much. He's quit the family business. He's quit this village.
But to give him credit, he did quit heroin.
That was.
That's pretty good.
That's a good quit.
I mean, he did the right thing for the wrong reasons.
Oh, that sounds...
He quit heroin, which is very good, but I think he just did it because he couldn't be bothered.
He just couldn't afford it because he's a quitter.
Yeah, I think
classic.
That's it.
Lost his job.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm glad he did it, but...
He could have done it for a different reason, because
he wanted to quit, not just because that comes naturally to him.
I don't know how your daughter will put up with him. I don't know how.
She'll be grand. She never quits anything.
That's good. That's a good combo, I suppose. He'll try and quit and she won't let him.
Exactly. And that is the basis of a good marriage.
It is.
Two diametrically opposed people.
Yeah, that's
the only
way
it could work.
That was the problem with my wife. We were too similar.
Me and my wife were too committed and it all fell apart. We were so intensely committed, and then she died. Now I don't know what to do with myself.
You're not that committed, because if she died, then you...
Look, it was in her will, but I couldn't quite follow through. It was that I was supposed to kill myself. Yeah. It was agreed upon.
And in fact, you even got remarried.
Look,
I was surprised you found a solicitor that allowed that to be put in the will.
Well, it was whenever you've got one in the family, you can sort of get away with a lot. Her brother, and he wasn't a big fan of me originally, or me not following through, and so he took me to...
You're an acquired taste.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I understand. But he took everything from me. I lost everything in the will because I wouldn't kill myself.
I mean... Legally, you're not a leg to stand on.
Yeah, he had me.
Yeah, you signed it. That's it. Yeah, you signed a contract.
I understood. I think it was all going to him anyway, so either way, I killed myself. I didn't kill myself. He wins. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you there. I'll tell you that. I think he did the right thing, though.
Staying alive?
Yeah.
Sometimes I regret it. Sometimes I think I'd be up there in heaven right now, or hell with her. Whichever she is, that's where I would like to be.
I'm 50-50 on it. I'm not sure whether he should have stayed alive or killed himself.
It's fair. I flip between the two quite often.
I wouldn't be willing to put any money on either right now. I haven't seen enough.
No. I mean, you don't gamble on anyone's life either way, but...
That's true.
I would if I could, though.
Okay. All right. Really?
Aye.
I'd take a bit of that action, but I do have a bit of a problem, so...
Yeah, you have no money. Yeah.
That's why I can't.
We could combine the two.
I'm listening.
Russian roulette.
Ooh.
So you might blow your brains out. And I might win some money, depending on what I pick.
Interesting. Right, yeah. Now, my gun's in my pocket, and I don't have my trousers with me. Does anyone else have a gun?
Where's your trousers?
Changing room.
You don't want to leave the sauna just for a second. So it's a little heat out. We don't want that.
Yeah, and you are Peel. Yeah, I'm surprised you took all their jackets, but just took off your trousers.
You're very top heavy.
The top of my body is freezing. I'm shivering. Whereas... From towards it down, I'm roasting.
That's because that's where all the fat goes.
Is it?
Yeah, for on you specifically.
I'll be honest with the three jackets, I kind of look balanced.
Yeah, you have sturdy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've sort of got like two guts on your legs where your thighs are. Everything, about, as you say, above the waist, sweet to the beat.
Yeah.
But your legs, yeah, you're walking around with two bellies on your knees.
It's rough.
You're not well.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Just... Well, you didn't see yourself on the dance floor. That was tough to watch.
Oh, no. There was a mirror in the room I saw. And...
Oh, okay. And still did the worm. Still tried to do the...
That dance floor's smashed to fuck. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. Look, poor dance floor, nothing to do with me. If any of you guys had gone on before me, it would have broken to pieces.
I'm the father of the bride. I've had to pay for this fucking wedding. You've cost me $4,000 for that dance floor.
That was, Jesus.
Well, I tried to talk my son out of it, so I don't know what you want from me. I did my part.
I tried to talk him out of it too, but he didn't listen to it.
Why don't you just fucking kill yourself already? Fucking sick of this.
I don't have a gun.
Fucking will he, won't he? Jesus Christ. It's a bigger romantic relationship than your wife.
I could write a... They could put this into a film. They could steal my life. That'd be good. Yeah, I'd watch that.
But you'd be dead.
Well, we don't know how the film ends.
I mean,
yet.
I'll say that he has the same arrangement with his current wife.
Yeah,
so
Marjorie's. Yeah.
So next time could be different.
If you want me to shoot myself in here, you have to get my wife and shoot.
Don't
both.
Do it in here.
Is that
not in the sauna? Do it in the pool.
It'll wash away easier.
That's all right. Yeah, I could do that there. So if you want to kill me, nope. Sorry. If I kill myself,
this is just like my son pawning off the work on other people.
Look, we all know I'm not gonna do it. We all know I've signed another contract saying I'll do it. It was in my wedding vows. Yes, Marjorie, totally will. But we all know I'm one for one on not killing myself.
Well, what if I get my daughter to kill your wife? Then you can kill yourself.
No, see, that's what happened the last time. I had a long, lengthy trial process having to grieve my wife, who was murdered. And I begged and begged and begged the judge to let the murderer shoot me.
But he just wouldn't let it happen.
Just wouldn't let it happen.
No, contract law is pretty cut and dry there.
Yeah. You didn't have that written in?
No, but I didn't realize she was going to get murdered. She was just going to the shops.
What was she going to get?
A cake.
It wasn't her birthday, was it? If so, how sad. Buying yourself your own birthday cake. Maybe it was someone else's birthday.
You were a terrible husband. I'll just say that.
That seems unfair. You don't kill yourself once and now you're a terrible husband.
Well, also, you better buy her own birthday cake the day she dies.
She was doing the shopping anyway. It doesn't make sense for both of us to... doesn't make sense for both of us to go shopping.
It's a waste of good petrol, I agree.
Exactly.
I mean, look, all I'm saying is, I think your daughter was hired to kill
the person buying the cake, assuming that to be you.
Aye, because it would have made sense. She got the instruction, someone will be here, and they'll be here buying a cake.
For Marjorie.
Yeah, she didn't think it would be herself.
No.
Your selfishness is the reason your wife got murdered.
Well, if you had told me that, I would have killed myself ages ago.
Well, that's why she won't kill you now, because she said, I've only been paid for one murder. I'm not doing two murders.
It is unbelievable. And I can't even get into her. They won't allow me visitation with the murderer of my wife. She's stuck in jail. I can't get killed by her.
Do they think it's
can't
maybe
kill myself?
A conjugal thing that they think you want?
I keep saying, let me in to see her. It's not a sex thing. I just want to die.
Maybe you need to say conjugal.
I'll try that, but I don't know.
Because they might think that you're just denying it's a kink thing for you to go into jail.
I mean, I could see, I could try just bringing in a gun.
I mean, if you have the gun, just do it.
I can't. We all know I won't do it. The Russian roulette idea wasn't a bad idea, but again, I'm not going to pull that trigger. Marjorie will. But then she's like, I don't want to die yet. We've got yoga on Thursday.
We could do it after Thursday.
But then she has it every week, and it's a good excuse, to be fair. If it's a recurring calendar thing.
We could kill the yoga instructor. Then there's no more yoga.
Yeah, but I've been told I need that for my legs.
To be honest, it has been written into it that she doesn't have to kill herself. She can't stay alive if she wants.
No, I mean,
I made that mistake once.
You have a lot of enemies.
Yeah. I just have a problem with gambling, what can I say? But not with moon life. Not with that.
It's fucking freezing in here.
Congrats to your son.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's punching well above his weight.
He fucking is. Thanks for the congratulations, by the way. Nah, you're too late.
What am I going to congratulate you on getting saddled with this sack of shit, son?
You know what? In fairness to him, your daughter did kill his wife.
Yeah.
It was a tough wedding for him.
And we're obviously all doing this in prison. where she
sauna
is.
Prison, yes.
So that clears up any confusion in that. Nice that they put us all together.
Yeah, we all know the crime I committed. Dog fraud.
Yeah, you as a vet killed a dog. Buried a live dog. And they sent you away for life for it.
No. All the way around. Dog died and I returned it.
I thought you were going to say the dog buried you.
That's where I thought he was going with it.
Dog fraud, you say?
Yeah, I got
it. Did you try and replace it with a dog that looked like it?
No, just same dog. I tried to weekend at Bernie it.
Oh.
Hey, question. What did your son do to get in here, though?
My son, it's just the venue was free.
See, now I can't do the conjugal thing because he'll be doing that. So I can't get to her side of the prison.
Sorry, will I be doing that?
No, your son will be, who's married. Oh, no, your daughter, who just, is in prison.
Know, but I'm pretty sure...
They're just getting married here. It's just a cheap venue.
Yeah, but she's still in prison.
Is she?
Yeah, that's why we're all...
But more than two couples can have sex at the same time.
I've talked to the warden. He said one person at a time.
Is it? It must just have like one glory hole or something then.
I don't know what the situation is. Again, he will not let me in. But now your son's taken up my chance to get shot in the head.
Can I just say it was nice as a warden to let me keep my gun?
It was nice. He knows that if you'll probably be warranted.
I can
trust
it.
You have a lot of enemies as well.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a medical professional.
The only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And that's you.
And the inverse is also true. The only thing stopping a good guy with a gun is me.
That is the inherent problem.
Yeah. We have made a few mistakes. You've shot two guys, but hey, you have to shoot a few good guys to shoot a few bad guys. You never know, we're all in prison.
Eggs and omelets, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You do not look great.
No, I'll be honest. You might have to fulfill your bargain and kill yourself when I die shortly.
Come on.
You agree to it. You agree. If we ever end up in prison together and one of us dies, you would kill yourself.
God damn it. This is so unfair. What happened to you?
I don't know. It's like my body's melting. All of it is going towards my legs.
His shins are taking on a lot of fluid.
Yeah, I'm afraid to take off the jackets. I don't know what's left.